Now let's look at an image for some typical phase number conventions. As previously discussed, phase 2 and 6 are often placed on the main street. In this case, for the east-west template, notice how phase 2 is placed in the eastbound direction and phase 6 is placed in the westbound direction. If the main street is north-south, phase 2 is often placed in the northbound direction and phase 6 would be placed in the southbound direction. Once you have determined where phase 2 is placed, in this case, phase 2 is placed on the eastbound direction, you can proceed clockwise around the intersection with your even numbers for the through movements. In other words, the eastbound is phase 2, southbound is phase 4, westbound is phase 6, northbound is phase 8. And the same can be true for the north-south. Northbound is phase 2, eastbound is phase 4, southbound is phase 6, westbound is phase 8. Also, as previously mentioned, if there is a left turn phase, it will be defined an odd number. Let's look at an example here. Let's also remember the 7-11 rule. In this case, the eastbound left is assigned phase 5, and you'll notice if you add the 2 and the 5, it will add to 7. If you add a southbound left turn phase, notice that it is defined phase 7. If you add 7 and 4, you'll receive 11. So typically, you'll find that if you add the two phase numbers on the main street, it will add to 7, and the two phase numbers on the side street will add to 11. As mentioned a moment ago, these are typical or common phase numbering conventions. However, always ensure that you check the phase numbering convention used at the intersection where you will be retiming your traffic signals.